goodness, look at
but
that.
Wait, we're wow. about to see the corona. Here we go. Here we go. You get a little bit of activity right here.
Look how dark
and now
it is. What?
Now we can dig. Now we can take. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Guys, this is just incredible. Look to the right. That is Venus to the right.
Look how dark it is.
Jupiter is to the left.
Yeah, we saw
Jupiter.
Jupiter
is to the left. I mean, we are in nighttime.
Texas. Okay.
Wow.
It's incredible how quickly it became
dark. Yeah, I mean, Venus is as bright
dark.
As it would be. Oh, my God. Well, and that's the amazing thing. Even 5 minutes ago, we could still see everything. So that's why where you are with 90% totality, you're still going to be seeing light out there. You're going to get maybe a little bit dim, but it's not going to be much. The other thing we're seeing, oh, my gosh, I'm actually, guys, this is so different than 2017 as well.
How?
The reason
how is
was
it different
because we
from
were
Clemson?
In a solar minimum. Yes, we were in a solar minimum during 2017. We are now in a solar maximum. The corona is brighter. I can actually see, I don't know if you guys can see this, maybe you can, but I can actually see solar storms that are going on here. And we've got a couple of zoomed in views that I'm looking at for NASA because NASA sent a huge contingent here. They sent a huge contingent here from Washington, D.C. And we're looking at some of the NASA video. I can see solar flares going on right now from that video. This is just... Yeah, and I gotta do this myself, right? I gotta make sure that I get the picture.
Yeah, right. This is the money shot.
Guys,
you got two more minutes. So, Doug, is it showing white, that the light around it, that corona, is it yellow, white, golden? What are you seeing?
It's white. It is white. It is pure white. Oh, and I see down to the bottom of the sun, you can actually see a solar flare.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to see it with the naked eye.
I think
and by the way, that solar
bit of
flare is dozens and dozens of times bigger. The solar flare is dozens and dozens of times bigger than the Earth itself. I mean,
oh,
that,
really?
Just the solar. Oh, look at that to the bottom. Oh, my gosh. That's just.
It's hard to see from our vantage point, but there's definitely this glow around the sun. And what other activity can you notice from your
and
vantage
again,
point?
Yeah. That is, you're talking about that glow around the sun. That is, and now we're seeing a little bit in the way of what's called Bailey's beads. I think that's what I'm seeing anyway. Bailey's beads are actually when the sun starts to move through some of the valleys of the moon. And you can actually see that there. But there's a definite solar flare on the bottom side of the moon. Wow. That is really, really incredible. But that glow that you're talking about on, that white glow, that is the corona. And the corona is the sun's atmosphere.
Wow.
I mean, we're looking at the atmosphere of the sun.
Yeah.
And that's why NASA is using this as a time to study the Earth, or the sun's atmosphere right now.
At its darkest,
so
Doug.
Many different telescopes that are out here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did it seem like nighttime, like midnight to you on any typical night? Did it get that dark?
Yeah, it's almost like, Jim, I tell you, it's almost like a summer night, 9 o'clock at night, where
gotcha.
You've got off in the distance, I can see light. Because you got to remember here. This is not very wide. I mean, when I say not very wide, the path of totality back in 2017 was about 60 to 70 miles wide. This path is about 120 miles wide.
Wow.
So
okay.
I'm looking down past. I'm looking 100 miles away, and it's still sunny over that area because they're not seeing totality. So that's why. Okay, and here it comes on the other side, guys. So I'm going to have to put the glasses back on.
Sure.
What time do you have? What? Oh, my gosh. Look at the. Oh,
we
my gosh.
We can see it moving, too, Doug.
Oh, my
we
God.
Can.
Look at the
that
diamond.
Is just
there's
phenomenal.
The diamond. Oh, there's the diamond. Oh, we got to put the glasses
put
back on.
Put the glasses on, Doug.
Oh, wow. What a show.
Look at this.
Wow.
What a show.
Oh, my goodness.
That was.
Just wow.
Oh, my God.
I can't even tell you. I mean. How incredible that was. And to have this many people here viewing that.
Yeah.
Wow. We can hear
oh
the
Oh, my gosh. And this is just going to continue, guys.
What a
This
show.
Is just going to continue. And we still have, I mean, let me look at it again here. We've got that little sliver. That's all we have. We have a tiny, tiny sliver. And that's all we have. And, again, I was just looking at Venus. I was just looking at Jupiter. They're gone. I can't see them now.
Well, look
I mean,
how bright
it
is again.
That's what we've got.
Yeah.
And just think about what we've got. We literally had the moon. If you can think about this, look at you literally just had the moon go across our sky between us and the sun. That is what is causing this. It really is fascinating.
It is.
Wow.
And that was about 4 minutes, maybe. Wow. Yeah, a little more than 4 minutes. Did it get cooler for that nanosecond there? Could you tell a temperature difference, Doug?
It did. What? Oh, my gosh. Look at the
We can see it moving, too, Doug.
Oh, my gosh. Look at the diamond. There's the diamond. Oh, there's the diamond. Oh, we got to put the glasses back on.
Put the glasses on, Doug.
Oh, wow. What a show.
Look at this.
Wow.
What a show.
Oh, my goodness. Just wow. Oh, my God.
I can't even tell you. I mean, how incredible that was. And to have this many people here viewing that.
Yeah.
Wow. We can hear the cheering.
Oh, my gosh. And this is just going to continue, guys.
What a
show. This is just going to continue.